The opposition coalition announced a new interim government for Kyrgyzstan and said it would rule until elections are held in 6 months. Former Foreign Minister Roza Utunbayeva says Prime Minister Daniyar Yusinov has resigned. Parliament has been dissolved and she will lead the new government. Speaking from a parliament building, Utunbayeva demanded the resignation of President Kurmanbek Bakiyev, who has fled the capital.
Certainly, we want to locate him and we want to negotiate with him. Negotiate just regarding the resignation, not about other things. And we would appeal, like now ex-speaker appeal, that he should resign. His business is finished in Kyrgyzstan. And so all those people who have been killed and who got wounds, they are victims of this regime.
Utunbayeva says the new government controls 4 of the 7 provinces in the former Soviet Republic. She says Kyrgyzstan's armed forces and border guards support the new government. Utunbayeva says if President Bakiyev tries to take the interim government, it will react.
I think we'll see how dynamic of this event will go, but if he will continue to do such a destructive actions, then certainly we'll react.
The collapse of the Bakiyev government follows days of riots between demonstrators and police in several cities. The demonstrators say they're upset over rampant corruption, nepotism, and rising prices. About one-third of Kyrgyzstan's 5.3 million people live below the poverty line. Witnesses say demonstrators entered the government building after President Bakiyev fled and smashed computers, threw papers, and waved the country's flag. An unidentified protester described the situation. He says Bakiyev's administration is corrupt and the criminal government robbed their people. He says that's why the people started this protest. No one told them to do so. They did it themselves. And they took power without help of the political opposition. Utunbayeva also said a U.S. airbase in Kyrgyzstan that supports military operations in Afghanistan will remain open. Jessica Gallagher for VOA News, Moscow.